Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men. Now, it's not that they had not met Jesus before. Remember, past Sundays, some of the disciples were also disciples of John the Baptist. And when John the Baptist was passed, they were with John the Baptist, and when Jesus was passing, John says, "Behold the Lamb of God." And so they already knew something about Jesus, but here is their definitive calling. It's when they drop everything and follow him. It's not like they'd never heard of him before. He says, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." Now, we're used to hearing that, fishers of men, but it's a strange thing to say. But our Lord here is using an expression that can be found in the prophet Jeremiah, who lived 500 years before Jesus. And the disciples would have known this expression. And it comes from Jeremiah, where it says, "The days are coming, declares the Lord, when it will not only be said, as surely as the Lord lives who brought us out of Egypt, but it will be said, as surely as the Lord lives who brought the Israelites up out of the land of the north and out of the countries where he banished them. For I will restore them to the land I gave their ancestors. But now I will send for many fishermen, declares the Lord, and they will catch them." So this comes from Jeremiah. So Jeremiah is saying, so in the past we've always referred to the Lord who brought us out of Egypt. But not only did he bring us out of Egypt, but he will bring us out of the north, where those tribes of the north, those 10 tribes of the north, had been exiled, deported, and never came back. They were assimilated into other peoples, and they never came back. But here, Jeremiah is saying that they will be brought back. "I will restore them to the land I gave their ancestors. But now I will send for many fishermen, declares the Lord, and they will catch them." So the apostles are the first fishermen sent to bring in those who hear the gospel, not only among the Jews, but even the descendants of those who were scattered during the exile to the north. And so when our Lord said, "This is the time of fulfillment, the kingdom of God is at hand, repent and believe in the gospel," Peter and Andrew and James and John knew all this background from the prophets, and they understood the call, and they were ready to drop everything and follow the Lord. And it was illumination. It would go on day by day being around Jesus when they noticed that he eventually chose among his disciples 12. They represent the 12 tribes of Israel. When David reigned, that was the golden age, and he reigned over all 12. But then, of course, after David died, and everything went downhill, and they started running after false gods, then everything fell apart, the deportations started. But Jesus came to bring it all together again. Jonah, in the first reading, is also called to tell the people to repent. And the people of Nineveh give us a good example. They were pagans, and yet they did penance. As did the bishops call us to do penance, prayer and penance, on the anniversary of legalized abortion on the 22nd. We pray and offer works of penance, also for conversion of our leaders. But getting back to Jesus choosing these fishermen, why didn't he choose rabbis instead of fishermen? Why didn't he pick scholars of the law? Undoubtedly, to show that God is behind the good news, the gospel of Jesus. God is there. It's not an invention of men. Just look at what St. Paul says to the Corinthians. He says, consider your own calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. Rather, God chose the foolish of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak of the world to shame the strong. And God chose the lowly and despised of the world, those who count for nothing, to reduce to nothing those who are something, so that no human being might boast before God. So that's Paul writing to the Corinthians. So our blessed Lord chose to be born in a stable. He chose to be known as the son of a carpenter and of a poor town called Nazareth. He chose to be master of fishermen and friend of sinners. So he elevates us all. As the psalm we prayed says, good and upright is the Lord. Thus he shows sinners the way. He guides the humble to justice and teaches the humble his way. So let us not get tired of asking for that grace to be humble so that we can hear his way and follow his way.